So I spoke, and straightway answering me, said he, "Mock not at death, glorious Odysseus. Better to be the hireling of a stranger and serve a man of mean estate whose living is but small than be the ruler over all these dead and gone. Now tell me tales of my proud son, whether or not he followed to the war to be a leader. Tell what you know of gallant Peleus, whether he still has honor in the cities of the Myrmidons, or do they slight him now in Hellas and in Thia, because old age has touched his hands and feet. I am myself no longer in the sunlight to defend him, nor like what I once was when on the Trojan plain I routed a brave troop in succoring the Argives. If once like that I could but come, even for a little space, into my father's house, frightful should be my might and my resistless hands to any who are troubling him and keeping him from honor." So he spoke, and answering him said I, "Indeed, of gallant Peleus I know nothing. But about your dear son Neoptolemus, I will tell you all the truth as you desire. For it was I in my trim hollow ship who brought him from Cyrus to the mailed Achaeans. And when, encamped at Troy, we held a council, he was always the first to speak, and no word missed its mark. Godlike Nestor and I alone surpassed him. Moreover, on the Trojan plain, when we Achaeans battled, he never tarried in the throng nor at the rallying place, but pressed before us all, yielding to none in courage. Many a man he slew in mortal combat. Fully I cannot tell, nor even name the host he slew in fighting for the Argives. But how he vanquished with his sword the son of Telephus, Eurypylus the hero. Many of that Cetaean band fell with their leader, destroyed by woman's bribes. So goodly a man as he I never saw, save kingly Memnon. Then, when we entered the horse Epeus made, we chieftains of the Argives, and it lay all with me to shut or open our close ambush, other captains and counselors of the Danaans would wipe away a tear, and their limbs shook beneath them. But watching him, at no time did I see his fair skin pale, nor from his cheeks did he wipe tears away. Often he begged to leave the horse. He fingered his sword hilt and his bronze-tipped spear, longing to vex the Trojans. Yet after we overthrew the lofty town of Priam, he took his share of spoil and an honorable prize, and went on board unharmed, not hit by brazen point nor wounded in close combat, as for the most part happens in war. Haphazard, Ares rages.